As is well known, Mozart displayed extraordinary musical talent at an early age and was taken around Europe as a child prodigy. He played, improvised, and composed special music for Vienna, Munich, Amsterdam, Venice, and Rome. He charmed Queen Marie Antoinette, and he delighted the English so much that his London concert tour was extended for longer than a year. Without knowing it, young Mozart was placed in the position of being the harbinger of a whole new concept of the musician, the concept of artist rather than artisan. Yet he came from a solid, lower-middle-class musical family, and his father's intention was always to have Wolfgang follow in his footsteps as court musician to the Archbishop of Salzburg in central Austria. In London, Mozart was the subject of a learned essay on infant psychology by an eccentric scholar by the name of Daines Barrington. Alas, while people were much intrigued by unusual talent in the child, they were not yet ready to respond to genius in the adult. Mozart's adult life was one long disappointment. He himself contributed to this by giving up his court position and going to Vienna, the center of the musical universe, where he tried to make a career for himself as an independent musician. By this action, Mozart seemed to be saying that it was impossible for the artist to continue in a servant role and that genius must work untrammeled. Even Handel had not cut himself off entirely from the traditional bonds, and Handel, a bachelor, was much better able to take care of himself than Mozart, who was impractical, sensitive, difficult in personal relationships, and married a woman who was less than effective at money management. Despite some moments of success, Mozart lived in poverty and illness, dying after only 10 years in Vienna at the age of 35. Of all the great composers, Mozart is the hardest to characterize and the hardest to get to know. Perhaps there has to be one great composer who wears a Mona Lisa smile. But behind the smile, underneath the light and formal surface of much of his music, there is a fantastic intelligence at work. And the more one listens, the more one marvels at the shades of subtle feeling that Mozart is able to convey. What is more, there is a considerable body of his music that is not light at all. Dark, intense compositions that demolish the old-time view of Mozart as the composer of frivolous charm and nothing else. Mozart wrote many letters that have been preserved, and in them he appears sharp and sensitive, good-humored and self-aware, shrewd and sympathetic about people and events, enormously likable. In fact, even today, though he stands so far away from us in time, it is no accident that he was a special master of opera. Mozart could depict psychological character in his music with a skill that has never been exceeded. We may come to feel that his activities as an opera composer spilled over into his instrumental compositions, giving them, too, a vivid sense of personality in spite of exteriors that may appear formal and restrained.